You know, it was Dallas, so we obviously wanted to beat them because they're just so arrogant, and, you know, you just want to kick their ass every time you play them.
Well, the catch actually should have never happened. The play before, I missed Freddie Solomon, and he was wide open, and I overthrew him by, like, he was only 5 or 6 yards away from me, and I think I threw it 3 feet over his head. You know, the one thing that Bill always thought was, hey, it doesn't matter what happens to the play before, we just got to keep playing.
We're driving down on, like, the 15-yard line, 13-yard line. We're getting pretty close to the goal, and I come to the sideline, and I can hear Bill is talking on the headset to Sam Weich, and they're talking about sprint right option. I knew I had a chance to get the ball, but my main job was to help get Freddie open.
The catch happened mainly because Dwight and I practiced this thing in training camp.
So we would practice that a few times.
And Dwight never caught the ball on this play until then, and Bill made us do it. And we both thought he was crazy because, hey, we never throw the ball to him.
Joe comes in the huddle and he says, okay, we're gonna run sprint option. He said, Freddie, I'm looking for you. And then he says to me as the huddle breaks, he says, you know, be ready if I have to come to you.
Freddie Solomon comes off like a basketball pick and he throws the ball. And this time Freddie fell down, and luckily Dwight remembered what he was supposed to do and continued along the back of the end line. I'm supposed to throw it above his head.
Three guys in his face on his back foot. Joe puts it in the exact spot that it had to be.
Usually it wasn't thrown that high, and when I let it go, I thought it was an arm's length above his head.
It was a double catch also. I mean, I knocked it down. My hands are flat, and it hits my hands, and I catch it on the way down.
I didn't really see it until we got in the locker room.
It was just an absolutely perfect throw, and in this magical moment, Joe Montana got it done.